This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. If you've been looking for a new place to live recently, you know moving is expensive. You have to pay rent, of course, sometimes first and last months to secure a new place. Then there's the security deposit and other non-refundable fees. Well, now the Seattle City Council is proposing legislation that would put a cap on how much landlords can charge for move-in fees.
It limits the move-in fees so that your security deposit and any non-refundable fees cannot be more than 1 month's rent.
That's Councilmember Mike O'Brien. He says the bill would also allow tenants to pay their move-in fees in monthly installments. O'Brien told me why he's pushing for the change.
Well, we're trying to solve the crisis we're facing around housing in Seattle and homelessness. What we're finding is that the cost to move in to a new apartment or rental unit is becoming a significant barrier to finding housing. Not people's ability to pay, but people's ability to save thousands of dollars to make that initial payment. And we're finding people that are pushed out on the street because of that, and we want to fix that.
Councilmember, there's a lot of factors that are at play here in the affordability crisis that Seattle is going through. How big of an impact do you think limiting move-in fees is going to have?
I think for certain individuals, this will have a significant impact. We hear from people all the time, folks that are housed, and frankly, some folks that have lost housing and are living on the street or couch surfing, that, you know, I have a decent job. It's tough, but I could make it work. But for me to save $5,000 or $6,000 to move in, it's just, you know, it's going to take me a year to get there. And meanwhile, I'm on the street. That is not something we want. So I think we'll see a noticeable change. This alone, of course, is not going to solve our housing crisis or a homelessness problem, but I think it's an important tool, an important step we can take that will make a noticeable difference. And for those families that can afford housing today but can't afford those move-in fees, it's going to be a drastic improvement in their life.
Well, we spoke with developer advocate Roger Valdez of Smart Growth Seattle about this plan to limit move-in fees, and he says there may be some ulterior motives behind this idea.
Well, I think it's another incremental step toward rent control, which is currently preempted by state law. So this is just yet another in a series of council actions that's an effort to implement that a little bit at a time.
How would you respond to that question that this might be all about rent control?
It's definitely not about rent control. You know, we're talking about what is a fair security deposit and non-refundable deposits to be charged. There's nothing that controls the rent either the first month or last month. It does allow people to finance that over time, but that's not restricting landlords' ability to collect that rent.
Roger Valdez also told us this. Let's take a listen.
When there is more housing than there are people looking for it, when units are in good supply, you'll see that you won't have to pay the first month's rent. They'll give you that for free. But when we decrease supply, when we have disincentives like this legislation, it becomes harder to build, and it means less housing, more renters, and more competition amongst renters rather than landlords competing for your money.
So what's your response to that argument?
I don't believe this is a disincentive. In fact, there are lots of landlords out there today who don't charge a last month's rent and a security deposit and the fees. And so I believe that there are plenty of ways to be a viable landlord or a property manager within this law. The second thing that Roger kind of glosses over is the idea that there's like this perfect economic world. You know, I hear stories time and time again of who actually is required to pay last month's rent, the security deposit, the non-refundable fees. And often if you go to fill out an application, if you have a low credit score, which is often a single mom with a number of kids or folks that are struggling otherwise in the job market, those are the ones that the landlords will target. The people that least can afford to pay those fees, they say, well, I'm going to charge you a bigger deposit or more fees to move in. Whereas someone shows up, and I hear this time and time again, of someone who says, oh, yeah, you know, your credit score is very high. We don't need to collect a deposit for you. And so that may not be technically discrimination, but it's certainly problematic. We believe this legislation legislation will help level the playing field and make folks that are already struggling with so many other oppressive systems in our community have a little bit of a leg up to find housing.
Seattle City Council Member Mike O'Brien. He's teamed up with Council Member Shama Sawant to limit renters' move-in fees. Sawant says this is the next step toward her pursuit of a full-fledged Tenants' Bill of Rights. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.